Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for sun and clouds today. Some flurries, brisk 40 to 45. Saturday, partly sunny around 40. Sunday, sun and clouds, windy, chance of snow showers, 35 to 40. And on Monday, back to work Monday, sun and some clouds in the mid-40s. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Eversource Energy and United Illuminating in Connecticut are requesting to double electricity supply prices for the first half of 2023 in rate filings submitted to state regulators yesterday. Governor Ned Lamont and other top state officials expressed shock at the steep rate request filed with the PUC. 48% for Eversource and 43% increase for UI. Eversource proposed to increase its standard service rate from 12.05 cents per kilowatt hour to almost 24.2 cents, and UI proposed to raise its rate from 10.62 cents per kilowatt to almost 22.5 cents. Eversource estimated the average residential customer whose 700 kilowatt hours of power each month would pay approximately $85 more a month. UI projected the typical residential customers would see a $79 increase. Attorney General William Tong expressed frustration that state officials seem to do little to challenge these supply rates. Residential and business customers in Connecticut pay among the highest electric rates in the continental United States, and the 40-year high inflation rate has driven up electricity costs. There'll be a 12-plus COVID vaccination clinic today from 3 to 7 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. No appointment is necessary. Hosted by the Connecticut Department of Health in partnership with Griffin Health, the vaccines that are available, the Pfizer bivalent COVID vaccine and the Moderna bivalent COVID vaccine. Out of Great Barrington, a long-awaited legislative earmark will help Housatonic residents struggling with drinking water problems. The money was secured last week after Governor Charlie Baker signed off on a larger economic development package. Quote, it's clear more needs to be done to protect access to safe and clean water. So when this bill was before the legislature this summer, we had to act, end quote, from State Senator Adam Hines of Pittsfield. The $3.8 billion includes $100,000 allocation to Great Barrington to bring financial help to customers of Housatonic Water Works Company who are having to spend extra money on bottled water and filters as they deal with discoloration as well as other quality issues linked to health problems. Town Manager Mark Pruski said the town's grateful for what he called seed money that would help start short-term solutions until long-term fixes can be made. Well, the luminaries are coming once again on December 3rd at Sharon on the Green. And if you want a chance to purchase those luminaries, you can do so Saturday at the Sharon Firehouse. Tomorrow, volunteers will be at the firehouse from 10 to 2 in case anybody would like to purchase one. The luminaries will be out for viewing the first weekend in December. Noble Horizons Holiday Fair and Festival of Trees. Well, the Noble Horizons Holiday Fair is tomorrow from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Wagner Learning Center. Also, the Festival of Trees will open up November 19th, running through December 3rd. There's free admission for that Saturday, noon till 4, Thursday and Fridays, noon till 6. The gala party, by the way, of the Festival of Trees is Saturday, December 3rd from 5 to 7:30. Tickets and more information at 860-435-9851 for the gala. Meanwhile, the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary is sponsoring their fundraiser again this year, the Auxiliary Memory Tree. It begins November 23rd, where individuals can make donations in memory or in honor of a loved one, donating $5 per individual name to the auxiliary. It's up to the donor to wish if they like to have their name placed on the ornament or what they want placed on the ornament. The memory tree will be displayed in the lobby of the Sharon Town Hall between November 23rd to December 31st. To obtain a form to complete for the donation, 860-364-5789. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones will start off the day today at 33,546.32, the NASDAQ at 11,144.96, and the S&P 500 at 3946.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.